In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The Gospel of today is the first 10 verses of chapter 19 of the Gospel of our teacher, St. Luke. It is the story of Zacchaeus, and it is well-known story. All of us know this story, how this rich man, who is not only rich, but he was also a chief tax collector. This man wanted to see our Lord Jesus Christ. He sought to see who Jesus was. And because this desire filled all his heart, he didn't care of any obstacles which may hinder him and prevent him, because there was a great multitude, and also he was, as it is written, a short stature. Not only this, not only he was short stature, and not only there was a crowd, but also he was a famous man, a very famous man, a very well-known man, the chief of tax collectors. And by this occasion, I would like to make a quick comparison between two rich men wanted to seek or to see our Lord Jesus Christ. This story in chapter 19. In the previous chapter, chapter 18, there was a rich young ruler, a young man who was very, very rich. And he also not only wanted to see Jesus, who was, but he also came seeking the eternal life and asked our Lord Jesus Christ, "What shall I do that I inherit the eternal life?" He came to our Lord Jesus Christ and he asked him about eternal life. And our Lord Jesus Christ reminded him by the commandments and said to him, "Do you know the commandments? Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother." And amazingly, this young man answered our Lord Jesus Christ and said to him, "All this I kept from my youth." So many, many things were good. But at the end of the story, as all of you know, this man, when he heard our Lord Jesus Christ speaking to him that if he was or if he want to be perfect, he must sell all his possessions and give to the needy and follow our Lord Jesus Christ, and he will have a treasure in heaven. This man, although he came asking about eternal life and he was keeping the commandments from his youth, he went away sorrowful. This is the first rich man in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18. Now come to this rich man who was not only a rich man, but a chief of tax collector. He was very hated. These kinds of jobs and these kinds of people were hated by the people. But also, he has so many obstacles. But he didn't care these obstacles. Out of his heart, he wanted to see Jesus. So long as you want our Lord Jesus Christ and you seek him from your heart, as the psalm says, out of the depths I cried you, out of the depths. To cry to our Lord Jesus Christ out of the depths of your heart, out of the depths of your love, out of the depths of your need, out of the depths of your weakness, then he will answer you. He will accept you. He will give you not only what you want, but more than what you ask. He gives more than what we ask, more than what we want. And my evidence is in this story. Zacchaeus, all he wanted just to see who Jesus was. But because this desire was actually from a heart which was a steadfast heart, albu sabit, ورغبة أكيدة, and he came to our Lord Jesus Christ, and he didn't care, climbed out into sycamore tree. Our Lord Jesus Christ, what he did, he looked up, saw him, and he called him, Zacchaeus, make haste, asra, come down, enzel. He only wanted to see, but our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, today I must stay at your house. This is our compassionate Lord. This is our merciful Lord, who accept each one who comes to him, seeking him with his heart. I will remind you also to make comparison not only between Zacchaeus, the rich man, and the rich young ruler man. Also in chapter 18, the previous chapter, there was near Jericho. This story of Zacchaeus happened in the city of Jericho. But our Lord Jesus Christ, while he was near Jericho, there was a blind man. And this blind man was blind, poor, sitting by the way to beg. He was begging. قاعد يشحت وأعمى وغلبان والدنيا زحمة. There was great multitude, so many obstacles. He's blind, he is poor, and there was crowd, but he started to cry. O son of David, have mercy upon me. And there was another obstacle added, because some of the people near to him warned him and said to him, you should be quiet. Escut. So he was warned to be quiet. He was blind. He was poor. There was crowd. But his heart was steadfast. He cried more and more. He cried all the more. And this is what our Lord Jesus Christ wants from me and from you, to cry to him out of your heart, out of the depths of your need. And he called him, what do you want me to do with you? And he said to him, to receive my sight. Then our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, receive your sight. Your faith have made you well. Imanak shafak. So, my beloved, this comparison between Zacchaeus and the young, rich young ruler man, and the chaos and this blind man, put before each one of us this fact. We always come to our church. And each time we come to our church, we meet our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, he is in the midst of us now. Emmanuel ben Noti Chen Tinmiti Emmanuel Elahna Chen Ibqa'u في وسطنا الآن بمجد أبيه والروح القدس. Each time we come, we meet him. We meet him actually up to the level of touching him, up to the level of eating his flesh and drinking his blood. But my question is, this rich young ruler met our Lord Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus met our Lord Jesus Christ. One of them went away sorrowful, and the other was very joyful. And he take a very, very amazing promise and speech from our Lord Jesus Christ. Today salvation has come to this house. حصل خلاص لأهل البيت كله. So my question is, all of us come, all of us meet our Lord Jesus Christ. How many of us return joyful, and how many go away sorrowful without getting any benefit from this meeting with him, who is our Redeemer, who is our Savior, who is our Lord, who is our Shepherd, who is our King, who is our Bridegroom, the Bridegroom of each soul? It's an amazing question. It is a very, very important question. It is not a matter of coming to the church every day or every week and to practice some hymns and songs, and even to meet our Lord Jesus Christ. But my question is, do you go joyfully? Do you go to your home with our Lord Jesus Christ with you to bless your home and to give salvation to your home or your house? This is a very important question. The second point which I would like to speak to you now is not only our Lord Jesus Christ who called Zacchaeus and said to him, come down, today I must stay at your house, and gave him more than he wanted, more than he asked. But also Zacchaeus' response was amazing. The rich young ruler who kept these commandments from his youth couldn't say any good thing, couldn't do any acts after he met our Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, there was, not in the Bible, but in the history of our church, a rich young man came to the church and heard this statement of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you want to be perfect, go and sell all your possessions, give it to the needy and to the poor, and come and follow me, and you will have a treasure in the heavens. This is Theos Antonius. And he became very, very famous man, the father of all the monks all over the world. Now, when the chaos heard our Lord Jesus Christ calling him, it is said that he has gone. The chaos stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. He was very rich. The first rich man was a lover of money. And as you all know, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. But it's amazing that this man, in spite of his richness, he was ready to give half his money, not the tithes, but half. Not only the half, but also, if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. ده هيرجع أربع أضعاف لكل واحد ظلمه أو وشى بيه. إيه اللي هيتبقى له؟ I think the verse of St. Paul, which he said in his letter to the Philippians, I think we have to say it now. I think Zacchaeus said it in his heart. I also count all things loss. أنا حسبت كل الأشياء خسارة. For the excellence of the knowledge of Christ, my Lord. Not only this, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. أنا خسرت كل حاجة. خسرت كل الأشياء وأنا أحسبها إيه؟ نفاية. How come this rich man who is hated from all the people to give his position because his heart was full of love? He had a steadfast heart. And at last, my beloved, there is also a quick comparison between this man and what happened to him, Zacchaeus, and a sinner woman. A sinner woman in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, heard about our Lord Jesus Christ. He was at the house of one of the Pharisees called Simon. And in spite of her bad deeds and the bad history, she went. She took her alabaster full of fragrant oil and went to the house, stood behind our Lord Jesus Christ near his feet, and started to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head and anointed the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ with the fragrant oil. What happened? There was a complaint inside this man. Oh, if this is a prophet, he would know who and what manner this woman is who touched him. She is a sinner. The same happened when they saw our Lord Jesus Christ entering the house of the chaos. He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. أحبائي لو تخيلنا أن المسيح استجاب للانتقادات اللي قالها سمعان الفريسي عن الست ديت، إزاي تلمسه لست خاطئة؟ ولو استجاب للانتقادات بتاعة الناس اللي انتقدوه لأنه دخل ليبيت عند راجل خاطئ، أعتقد أن زكا كان ضاع والمرأة الخاطئة كانت ضاعت. لكن المسيح بيعلمنا درس عجيب قوي، وقال عبارة خالدة جدا ما نقدرش ننساها أبدا، أحطها في ذهني وأحطها على قلبي وأحطها قدام بيتي وقدام عيني وقدام عيالي. لا يحتاج الأصحاء إلى طبيب بل الإيه؟ المرضى. Those who are well have no need for a physician. I did not come for the righteous, but for the sinners. اللي حاسس انه بار، المسيح ملوش دعوة بيه. اللي حاسس من جواه انه بار، المسيح يقول له انا مش بتاع الابرار، انا بتاع الخطاة. بمعنى انا مش بتاع الابرار في اعين انفسهم. إذا كنت بار وشايف نفسك بار وبار في عينين نفسك، خلاص خليك مع برك. أنا بتاع الغلابة اللي يجوني حاسين بخطاياهم. أنا بتاع المرأة الخاطئة ديت اللي تجيني وهي معترفة وبدموع عينيها تغسل رجلي، وأنا حسيت إن دموع عينيها لها رائحة أطيب من رائحة الطيب اللي كانت بتدهن بها رجلي، لأنها رائحة دموع التوبة. وزكى رب، زكى اللي قلبه مليان اشتياق، أنا هدخل بيته وهديله أكتر من اللي هو طلبه. هو طلب يشوفني، أنا هخليه يشوفني وادخل بيته وبارك بيته وأقول له كلمة جميلة ياريت تتقال لكل واحد فينا. اليوم حصل خلاص لهذا البيت. والشيء العجيب إن زكا هو اللي راح وطلع فوق الشجرة وحب يشوف يسوع، وهو اللي عمل الشغل ده كله. أما الخلاص فلم يقتصر على زكا، لكن الخلاص شمل البيت كله. إيه يا رب؟ عارف لما تكون أنت إنسان قلبك حلو من جوه، البيت كله ياخد بركة، البيت كله ممكن ياخد نعمة الخلاص، وتبقى بركة لبيتك وبركة لولادك وبركة لزوجتك، وانت بركة لزوجك ولولادك. زكا كان بركة لكل البيت، وكان سبب خلاص لكل اللي في البيت، سبب خلاص لكل اللي في البيت. نفتكر القديسة مونيكا انها قعدت 20 سنة تصلي بدموع عشان خاطر ابنها العاق اللي ماشي في سكة وحشة، وال20 سنة دول ما راحوش في الهوى. وقال لها القديس أمبروسيوس: ثقي يا ابنة، ابن هذه الدموع لا يمكن أن إيه؟ أن يهلك. والابن دوت مش بس لم يهلك، ده بقى القديس أغسطينوس معلم التائبين ومرشد الخطاة إلى طريق التوبة. رسالة جميلة يوجهها لنا إنجيل هذا الصباح، إن المسيح جه من أجل الخطاة، وجه من أجل اللي واقعين، من أجل اللي في الحضيض. المهم إن إحنا ما نيأس. إذا حسيت إنك يائس، افتكر المسيح وهو بيطبطب عليك وبيقول لك: لا تخف أيها القطيع الإيه؟ الصغير، أباكم سر أن يعطيكم الإيه؟ الملكوت. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، أمين.
أولياته. Amen. Sofia se prosmen que es un genomes mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, Creator, who created heaven and earth, and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten of one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried the third day, rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again to glory, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life giver, who proceeds with the Father, my Father, the Son, and the worship of Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. We look for the resurrection.